The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Swirling.
Putting aside politics, energy concerns, and the myth of global warming, though we humans should clean up our own pollution anyway, how about feeling carefree and humorous for a while? For many years, Ann Landers, in her syndicated newspaper column, dispensed logical advice on all subjects, and many of us read her wisdom daily. You should enjoy her following timeless 10 commandments of how to get along with other people. Here it is. First commandment, keep skid chains on your tongue. Always say less than you think. Cultivate a low, persuasive voice. How to say it often counts more than what you say. Second commandment, make promises sparingly and keep them faithfully, no matter what the cost. Third, never let an opportunity pass to say a kind and encouraging word to or about somebody. Praise good work, regardless of who did it. Fourth, be interested in others, their pursuits, their work, their homes, and their families. Make merry with those who rejoice, with those who weep, mourn. Let everyone you meet, however humble, feel that you regard him as a person of importance. Fifth commandment, be cheerful. Don't burden or depress those around you by dwelling on your aches and pains and small disappointments. Remember, everyone is carrying some kind of burden. Sixth commandment, keep an open mind. Discuss, but don't argue. It's a mark of a superior mind to be able to disagree without being disagreeable. Seventh commandment, let your virtues, if you have any, speak for themselves. Refuse to talk about the vices of others. Discourage gossip. It's a waste of valuable time and can be destructive and hurtful. Eighth commandment, take into consideration the feelings of others. Wit and humor at the expense of another is never worth the pain that may be inflicted. Ninth, pay no attention to ill-natured remarks about you. Remember, the person who carried the message may not be the most accurate reporter in the world. Simply live so that nobody will believe him. And finally, the 10th commandment. Don't be anxious about the credit due you. Do your best and be patient. Forget about yourself and let others remember. Success is much sweeter that way. Thanks, Marcia Miller, for resurrecting this great information. And now it's chuckle time. And here are a couple of jokes about older people's sense of humor. Bob, a 70-year-old, extremely wealthy widower, shows up at the country club with a breathtakingly beautiful and very sexy 25-year-old blonde who knocks everyone's socks off with her youthful sex appeal and charm. She hangs on to Bob's arm and listens intently to his every word. His buddies at the club are all aghast. At the very first chance, they corner him and ask, Bob, how did you get the trophy girlfriend? Bob replies, girlfriend? She's my wife. They're amazed, but continue to ask, so how did you persuade her to marry you? I lied about my age, Bob replied. What, did you tell her you were only 50? Bob smiled and said, no, I told her I was 90. And how about this one? An elderly gentleman of 83 arrived in Paris by plane. At the French customs desk, the man took a few minutes to locate his passport in his carry-on bag. Quote, you have been to France before, monsieur? The customs officer asked sarcastically. The elderly gentleman admitted he had been to France previously. Then you should know enough to have your passport ready. The American said, the last time I was here, I didn't have to show it. Impossible! Americans always have to show their passports on arrival to France. The American senior gave the Frenchman a long, hard look. Then he quietly explained, well, when I came ashore at Omaha Beach on D-Day in 1944 to help liberate this country, I couldn't find any Frenchman to show it to. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.